That's right. That's okay. All right. Well, welcome to the Wednesday night edition of Voice of Believers Church, where we get together. We see who's not here. No, I'm kidding. No, we get together and we learn how to overcome and win in life. We get each other fired up and hot again because, you know what? We can do this. Jesus is coming back any day. I'm ready. He said, let the bride say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Until then, we can do this. We keep each other hot and ready and fired up. And does anyone have any testimonies? You do. Testimonies. Where? Oh, he's still looking. I can't think of one.
I can't either.
Okay.
Announcements.
What are the announcements? Oh, yes.
18th, September the 18th, Sunday night, 7 p.m. We're going to be meeting on the square. We'll each get a candle, and we're going to be praising the Lord Jesus. Praise God. And then on the 21st of September, we're going to be
at the gathering.
We won't have church here on the 21st. Okay. I mean, big flyers or like this? This is it right here. At the square? On the gathering? We don't. They don't even have one made up. Brother Pepper ain't get one, but I can tell him. See if he can make some up for it.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I'll tell him.
No, that at the on Sunday night, it's going to be at 7.
Yeah, the 18th.
7. And then on the 21st, which is a Wednesday night, it starts at 7 to 9 at the gathering. Yes. Yes. And they're going to live stream it from Dallas. And we're going to have, it's a solemn meeting of prayer. And, okay, if anyone needs any envelopes, just raise your hand. One of these young men will get it to you while we get ready for the offering. I'm going to switch it up a little bit from what I wrote down. We have a blood covenant with Jesus. We have a blood covenant with Jesus that guarantees the blessing. You know, the blood covenant guarantees that we have rights and we have obligations. And this is a covenant between God and those who choose to serve him. See, in the old covenant, God chose the people. He said, I choose you. But the new covenant, people are his people, covenant people are those who would choose to serve Jesus. Isn't that good? We choose him. And our part is to represent Jesus to the world. Because he wants us to be a symbol and a source of the blessing. He wants the world to see his wisdom to show up in our life. He wants the world to see how his way works. Isn't that good? That's what he wants. You know, because in the old covenant, man was the weak link. But Jesus took care of that. Isn't that good? And so, his part of the promise is to be our provider. He's to be our comforter, because he gave us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, our guide, that still small voice. And our part is to believe and to ask in faith and to live in faith and to act in faith. You know, our part is to stop building our own kingdoms and accept his kingdom that he has built for us and to help him build it up here. You know, let his will be done here on earth just like it is in heaven. That's our part of the covenant. And how do we do that? Well, it's through faith. And faith is calling those things that are not as though they were. Here's different versions of well, I guess I erased it. Okay, yeah, here it is. Here it is. It says, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. Or another version says, he gives life to the dead and who calls those things into being that does not yet exist. Another way of saying it is, he gives life to the dead and calls things into existence that do not exist, or as the King James says, as though they were. In other words, we're calling it. And I believe God has everything ready that we're ever going to need set aside. We just have to call it in. That's what faith is, calling those things that be not as though they were. That's faith. Because Jesus said, you know, if it's in the Bible and he says we can have it, then it's ours. We just got to call it in. And that's our part. We call it and receive it by faith. So if we find ourselves in lack or we find ourselves in trouble, any kind of trouble, the covenant covers everything, not just finances. We can look to the Word. And we can find, you know, I heard a story. I was listening to Glory Copeland years ago, about 2010, and she told the story how she knew this older woman, and she would pray for, you know, she needed healing, and she would pray for healing, but she had to wait. She had to wait and make sure it was okay to receive the healing. She had to wait and make sure it was God's will. We don't have to wait. Thank God we have these precious promises that belong to us. So if it's in there, it's ours. We just got to lay claim to it because, hey, that's mine. I'm in the blessing. I'm in the covenant. I'm taking it. I receive it, and I thank you for it. So call it in Jesus' name. You know, we don't have to wait. Isn't that good? We just have to use our rest while we're waiting for God for it to manifest. Because it's not God holding it back. It's the enemy trying to hold it back. You know, or maybe it's our words that are holding it back. But we just have to stand on the promises. We have to stand in faith. And so when we need wisdom, where do we look? We look at the Word. If we need to know direction, what we need, look at the Word. We need wisdom. And the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Just to know and believe that God is real. That's the very beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is the way out of trouble. It's the way out of lack. And see, think about it like this way. God created physical laws that keep everything running. You know, gravity keeps everything on the earth, so when we're spinning, we're not flying off. You know, he's got laws that made it to where we can use electricity, and if we don't use the electricity right, it can kill you. But if it's used right, it's a blessing. Well, God also set in place spiritual laws. And so, and they operate certain ways, and he did it so that we can operate and get what we need. And so it's going to work every time. And his word outlines how it operates. When we do things God's way, it's in accordance to his spiritual laws that are set in place. Isn't that good? That's exactly what it is. So it's not about, you know, I used to believe, well, you know, I guess God's just a mean God, and if I just step one place, zap, I'm out. No, that's not how it works. The enemy might be trying to get you out, but if we're strong in spirit, we just say, get off of my foot, and I receive my forgiveness because I got grace. I have the blood of Jesus, right? That's exactly what it is. This is just the pathway to the blessing. And so when we stay on it, that's the shortest way to the blessing. You know, if we wander off, you know, it's going to take longer. That's all there is. Right? So we do what the Word says to do. And then we sow, and we give, and we tithe. And then we enter to the rest of God while he watches over his Word. And then we want to make sure that our words are lined up with what we're praying and believing for. And I heard this today, and I want to repeat it. If we're worrying, if we find ourselves worrying, then we're not believing. Yeah, I had to say it over and write it down because that's profound. If we catch ourselves worrying, that means we've fallen out of believing, and we need to get back to believing, and we need to roll the care of it to God. Roll the care of it. If we prayed and believed and received, then roll the care of it to God. Our part is to believe, obey, and trust. His part is to do the providing. Isn't that good? So we just leave. We don't have to figure out how he's going to do it. We don't have to figure out how it's going to. No, he's just going to do it. And it'll be amazing. You know, I'm not amazed that he does it. I'm just amazed at different ways that he does it. That's the difference. Amen? Isn't that good? We have a good God. I'm ready to pray. How about y'all? All right. Well, here we are, Father. We bring our tithes and offerings to you in faith. In faith, Lord, because you are our provider. And Lord, you said that when we bring our tithes and offerings to your house, Lord, you open up the windows of heaven. You pour out a blessing so big there's not even room enough to take it all in. And then you rebuke the devourer from touching our stuff and destroying the fruit of our ground, and all the nations would call us happy and blessed. And Lord, you said when we give, it'll be given back, full measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men bring into our bosom. And Lord, you said we can believe, it depends on how much we can believe for, but we can at least get 30, 60, or 100-fold. And some are believing for the billion-fold. And Lord, we're going to name our seed and our harvest, and it's going to be the billion-fold. It's going to be a billion souls and everything we need to take care of them and our needs too. And we just thank you for it. I speak the blessing over every household here, and all who agree say amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Are you going to let them know when they need to?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never. Oh,
God's working. Praise God. Praise God. I guess so. Finally got turned on. Amen. All right, youth and children can be released. Oh, yeah, 2016 is the year of the great breaking loose. We'll wait and find out. I'll let you know about January 1st of next year. I'll let you know what's happening on Dan. He's cute. He wants to know what's happening. What is going on here? Uh-huh. What is that? Okay. I'm looking at it. Let me see here. We're going to be talking. Let's see. We've been talking about the armor of God. We've already talked about, you know, the truth, God's word. We've talked about the breastplate of righteousness. And we talked about the shoes of peace. And keeping our peace, like kind of like Monique said, you know, if we're letting the worry come to our head and not keeping our peace, then we're not in faith. And our fourth one, and it says above all, keep your shield of faith up. Above all, keep your shield of faith up. Praise God. And that's a must. Nowadays, especially, keep the shield of faith up, whatever's going on in your life. Let's look over at Romans chapter 1 on that. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. What's going on here? Let me see what's going on here. I wonder why it's not on there. Well, I guess we're going to have to read it like this till I figure out what's going on with it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also the Greek, for in it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we're going to call this faith to faith. Faith to faith, and the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. It also says in the Word of God in quite a few different areas that the way to please God is through faith. Hallelujah. Your salvation came by faith. And it came from believing and speaking. And everything after that comes by those two things. Believing the Word and speaking the Word. And whatever you want in your life, praise God, just like your salvation and everything. So praise God. We got to, and this is a whole other way to live. It's believing God's truth and His promises. They're totally different than the world's way, praise the Lord. Totally different. Faith is the holder of your destiny. God has made ready for you to live a good life. Hallelujah. And you're probably living a good life now, but you can live an even better life, increased. That's why we teach on faith and His blessings. You got to be taught in order to believe. You're not going to know that God wants you blessed and prosperous and doing good in your life unless you're taught the Word of God about it. Let's look over at Joshua chapter 1. Joshua 1, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I have given to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you in all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people I shall divide, and as an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now that is a picture of a faith person. Faith person, being strong and courageous. No matter what you're faced up with or whatever's going on, you're going to stay strong in God's Word and believe His Word. Trust Him and know all good things come from God. And when a problem arises, then you run to the Word of God and you pray and get the wisdom of God concerning that situation. That's one thing I've learned about God is pray and learn, you know, find out what God's got to say about it. There's different ways to speak to the problem or pray over it. Every situation is different. And it depends on what God wants to do to heal that person or to do it. Now, we continue to speak the word of God all the time, but if, when a situation comes up, suddenly, like Kelly Copeland's daughter had that meningitis or whatever it was, that stuff that was deadly. They weren't expecting her to live just the rest of that week. They had her in a special ward with a bunch of other kids in that school, that hospital up around Fort Worth. And Kenneth and Gloria were somewhere in Colorado preaching, and they got the call, and they were flying back. And when it were, they were, Kenneth and her were both seeking the wisdom of God on what he wanted to do and what God wanted to do. They were praying in the spirit, seeking God, and God gave him the word. He went in there and went into the, they had to wear special deals because they're in that ward. Grandma and Grandpa did. And Kenneth went up to her, and they were sitting there with her. And Kenneth pressed his finger right there on her that bone, that, like the Lord told her. He said, yeah, right there. He's told her, he goes, what was her name? I don't know if it was Elizabeth. I forget exactly. Whatever her name was, I speak to you, the spirit of you, arise in Jesus' name and be healed. And all of a sudden, that's all I did, in Jesus' name. He backed up and just sat there. And all of a sudden, that little girl just started speaking, Papa, I am healed in Jesus' name. And from that she said that. She came alive and said that. And praise God, that girl got healed. And other people that were in there seeing what happened, they were asking, can you come pray for mine? So they went and they prayed to seek God on the wisdom of God in that situation. Knowing the wisdom of God, knowing the word of God, and finding out how to pray for something is very important. Hallelujah, very important. Every situation is different. You know, we are the Joshua type of generation. If terrorists arise, we arise. Well, you know, like I did today and like I did yesterday, you know, before I even went to the group up there on the square with the different ministers, we're all different colors up there, praise God. We're united. We were actually, they had the courtroom was busy, so we got out in the square, little cover deal in the middle of the square, whatever you call that thing, gazebo. And, you know, before I ever come up here, I was already speaking. I say, ISIS, terrorist, you will not come to America. You're not going to manifest here and try to take this country over. We bind you up. Bind up the Antichrist out of our schools now, this nation, and all the government. You go in Jesus' name. I've been speaking out today and stopping those terrorists and stopping those attacks, praise God. That's what we're here for. We're going to stop it, and we're going to keep it stopped till then Jesus is going to take the Christians out, and all hell's going to break loose in for 7 years, and we're going to be up eating. I hate it for them, but, you know, they have a choice. They can get saved. They can, from what I read in the Bible, even the angels are going to be preaching in tribulation. They can get saved in if they want, from what I can see and stuff. I may be wrong about that, but I've seen little areas that, you know, talks about that. And I said, well, maybe people will get saved after in the tribulation. The Holy Spirit won't be here, but I guess if they call on the name of Jesus and get their head cut off for Jesus, they might go. I don't know. Who knows? But you know what? I want to go now. I don't want to wait. I don't want to have to face that. Yeah, first bus, please. First bus. You have what it takes, and that's faith, praise God. It takes faith to live this life through the Word of God. People will see Jesus in you when you use your faith. What about Jesus? Did Jesus change the weather? Yeah, he did. He commanded to do so. You know, we're believing for nice weather. You want me? What was it? It was in July, and I got about a $200-some water bill, and that wasn't really necessarily prompted as much as that we need to believe for rain. So Monica and I, we got this out in the middle of July. I'm still working on air gas. God sending rain. I said, you write out all the scriptures, Deuteronomy 11, 14, Job 5, 10, Matthew 5, 20, 45, Job 38, 28, and all scripture about rain. Then she wrote the prayer out, and we prayed it in Jesus' name. There's her signature, my signature, and everything. She didn't put a date on it, but it's got all the different scriptures on there, praise God. That was around the 15th or 20th of July. And then finally, you know, I was home. It was about the 5th of July now, and I'm home, and she's watering still. And like I said, the water bill was $200-something. And I wasn't griping about it. I was like, God's going to take care of you. You got to provide the money. I'm not worried about it. It's her flowers, you know. And I said, God's got plenty of money, praise God. He can get it to me. And then one day she goes, Lyle, do you think I need to keep watering like this? I said, See, the male has the headship anointing on them. That's why the male's supposed to be in charge. We work together, and we make decisions together, but she come to me and asked me that because she was feeling weird about it. She goes, I'll just quit water if you want me to. And I said, what you're doing is, Monica, and you know, I was gentle with and love. I said, what you're doing is you're praying for rain, but you're watering all the plants, watering everything that you want watered. And what are you telling God? You're doing all the water instead of letting him pour down the rain. Where's faith in that? Where's faith in that? She goes, okay, I'll quit watering. So you quit watering, and you watch God do a miracle. My God, what about 4 or 5 days later, about the 10th of that hurricane come through and started raining water, and it's been raining ever since, here, there, and all over the place, praise God. So you just got to let God do it, hallelujah. Let God use your faith and do it. That's what she did, hallelujah. And we started seeing the rain come down. And it's not only a blessing to me and my plants and flowers and keep my trees alive. You know, and I about got some of that holy slob on you right there. Jump. Yeah, wipe your glands off. It's a blessing to everybody else. It's a blessing to everybody else. That's all. I mean, that's another reason we do it. But a blessing, it's not just for ourselves. It's just to take care of our stuff. It's for everybody else going to get blessed. I'm believing for Northeast Texas and North Texas too in this area. Praise God. Get rain, you know. Use your faith, hallelujah. Use your faith. You know. Jesus didn't say just to overcome the world, and he told us to dominate. He wants us to dominate. He give us a dominion here. Dominion here, praise God. We're supposed to take authority. Well, this one little lady was up there in Chicago, and this is a little illustration of it. She went to a barbecue joint that was out there on the street. She went up there and got a barbecue and everything, and she walks off. There's a line. She got in the line. She got it. Walks off, and the line moves forward. She looks in her bag, walking off. No bread with her barbecue, and you know, she goes back up there. Excuse me. She says, "Bread? Where's my bread? Where's my bread?" Well, I tell you what. Bread comes with this. Bread comes. Jesus is the bread of life. Lord means bread of life. Lord means bread provider. That's what he's the bread of life, Jesus, and Lord means bread provider. So bread comes with this. She was going to go. She was persistent about getting her bread. Well, I was persistent about getting my rain. Hallelujah. And the reason I talked about the headship anointing, about the male having it, sometimes the wife is not seeing it. Eve didn't see it. She was blinded and tricked by Satan. Tricked by Satan and going the wrong way and did it. But it said, the Bible said, Adam did it openly, knew what he was doing. Why? Because he had the headship anointing. He was supposed to stop her and he didn't do it. Then he went right along with her and ate too. He should have stopped her and all this wouldn't have been such a mess. We didn't do that in the first place. Amen. Let's look over at John chapter 2. John 2. We're going to see what Jesus' mother, Mary, did. We're going to talk about what Jesus' mother, Mary, did. Verse 1. This is Jesus' first miracle I've always heard. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you to do, do it." What did she just do? She just put faith out there. She just put faith to Jesus. Jesus like, I'm going to have to do something now, because she just used her faith. Her mother used her faith, praise God. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 8. And this is what Jesus told them to do. Fill the water parts with water, and they filled them with the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it, and when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to them, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when your guests have well drank, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." The good wine, praise God. Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because a person just like you two and me, us, where it's faith. She used faith. She was demanding Jesus. She She knew bread come with this. See, Mary knew bread come with this. She knew that he could. He knew that that was the Son of God. She remembers when the angel came to her and said, "Who that? You know that you're going to be a son born to you, and he's going to be of the Most High God." And she said, "So be it unto me as you say." To that angel, and boy, God, that's the way it was. She was impregnated by the Holy Seed. It was her, the fleshly body was a human body, but the Spirit was the Holy Spirit that got her pregnant. It was Jesus, hallelujah. It was divine. You know, I was thinking about this, talking to Monica this week. I said, the flesh belongs to people. They pre-create and everything, the fleshly of it, but God puts a spirit in that womb. God puts a spirit in that womb. God's the Father of spirits. We're not. We create the actual fleshly body, but God puts the spirit into that womb. Now, the thing is, a mother and father, if they'll teach that child the word of God and go to church and everything, as it grows up, it'll learn that way to go toward Jesus. But if it turns it a different way, to maybe Islam, Muslim, whatever, to hate people, it'll go that other way. Or atheistic, but there is no God. Spirit will go that direction. It'll go that way. All right, so let's look over Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Verse 1. There's not two of them. Just one. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I love that. God's got a benefit package. Woo! Huh? Isn't that good? Yeah, it's got maximum coverage. Better than the Health Care Act deal. A lot better. Yeah, there's no deductible. No deductible. Jesus healed them all. They were all healed. And you think about it, where the impossible is where your stuff is at. It's in the dimension of the supernatural. See, you're just a natural being. It's when God puts his supernatural in your natural. The dimension of your stuff is over there in the supernatural. And when you believe for it in faith, and you start giving thanks for it, and use the scriptures giving thanks for it, it manifests itself out of the natural. I mean, supernatural to the natural. It was like that time that Abraham took Isaac up there to sacrifice him. He believed God was going to have to raise him back up because he made the promise that he was going to be the father of many nations. And so he knew that God had to either raise him back up or give him another seed. He believed that God was going to, in my heart, he believed that God was going to raise Isaac from there because he was going to sacrifice him. He was really going to do what God told him to do. And guess what? You couldn't see it, but it was in another dimension, but it manifested in the thorn. That ram was there the whole time. It was there the whole time in the supernatural realm where you couldn't see it, where the angel and everything, then bam, it manifested right there at the perfect time to be put on that altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how it works. Your healings is over in the supernatural, but it'll manifest in the natural. Your prosperity and blessings will manifest out of the supernatural in the natural. Same with your salvation, everything. It moves from the supernatural into the natural, praise God. It's the way it works. It's the way it's worked. That's where your stuff's at, everything you're believing for. Remember, your heritage is Jesus. Heritage is Jesus. And just think about that boy that had the two fish and the five barley loaves. What a faith jump. What a faith. Well, it's like sticking battery chargers on that boy probably or start a vehicle up with, praise God. Cranked his faith up by what Jesus did with those fish and the barley loaves. And they multiplied and fed all those, 5,000 or 7,000 men, with not including women and children. It could have been 30, 40, 50,000 people there with the good women and children. How many were married to those guys? We don't know, and all their children. And then I still believe that those 12 baskets that were left over full, that little boy took home with him, and he had a testimony to tell his children, grandchildren, everything what Jesus did. You know, even though the little Judas Iscariot, probably stole all the money out of the bag. You know, the Bible says over in chapter John, if you ever read it, you can find it in there, that Judas Iscariot is the treasurer. That he was of Jesus Christ Evangelistic Association. He was the treasurer of that ministry. He was holding the money. And even when he stole all the money out of there, Jesus would do it supernaturally. You feed all the people, praise God. Even if there wasn't no money. You know, hey, go to the river and catch a fish, pull the gold coin out, pay the tax, whatever way it's got to be done. Hallelujah. There was people giving into Jesus' ministry. It talks about that over in Luke chapter 8, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, different people getting there. But when that little Judas Iscariot was stealing it out of there, stealing it blind, you know, God, Jesus would do it a different way. God would have him do it a different way, praise God. Bring it into the from the super to the natural, hallelujah. Amen? Look at 2 Kings. 2 Kings. Chapter 4. Verse 42. Then a man came from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley bread, and newly ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, give to the people that they may eat. But his servant said, what? Shall I set this before 100 men? And this is what the man of God said. He said again, give it to the people that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over. So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. That, you see how that man, that the man, Elijah and Elisha, were human beings just like you and me. They had a fleshy body. They sinned. Only Jesus didn't sin. Get it? You get it? And know what we're talking about here, people. That these people sinned like you and me. They were just humans like me. Peter, Paul, James did too. Paul did too. They all sinned. This man and this man spoke forth. It'll feed all 100 of those prophets of God, and it fed all 100 of them. Yeah. And yes. He spoke and there it was distributed. Hallelujah. That's faith. That's the miracle of God, hallelujah. You know, feed him anyway, praise God. Feed him anyway. Let's look over at Job. Everybody's talking about Job sometimes. And let's look at Job. Let's go see Job chapter 1, verse 6. Job 1, 6. This is wild here. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth to it, on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Let me get to the next one. Hold on. Have you not made a hedge around him? This man had a hedge around him. His household too, and around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. This man was blessed. He was the richest man in the east, praise God. He had all kinds of blessings, hallelujah. Well, what happened? Why was he allowed to, why was the devil allowed to attack this man? Well, we're going to find out why he was allowed to attack this man. Well, let me say this first. Fear connects you with Satan. Faith connects you with God. See, as long as you're using faith, you're connected with God through his word. But if you get into fear, it'll connect you to Satan. So you got to keep that shield of faith up. Now, remember, Job's children and stuff and everything was destroyed. He lost it all. Plus, he got all the boils all over him. You want to see what happened to Job? Let's look over Job chapter 3, verse 24. This is what was wrong with Job the whole time. He's been talking and thinking like this for 24 and 25. For my sighing comes before I eat, my groaning pour out like a water. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. So what has the man for the last probably 2, 3, 4 years been talking about and thinking about? Yeah, he's going to lose it all. His children are going to disobey God and go to hell because they're not going to follow God, and he's going to lose it all. And exactly what he's been talking about to other people and been the fear that was on him, give an open door for Satan to come and attack his life. God would have never told, look at my man Job, you can't touch his body. You can't hurt his body. Everything else is in your hand. The only reason everything that was in his hand. I mean, he said to me, you couldn't kill him. And basically, he said, you couldn't kill him. You could do everything else. And why did he have the right to do that? Because Job gave him the right through fear. Because he connected with Satan is what happened. So we got to stay out of fear. It is a destroyer. Fear is a destroyer. Worry is a destroyer. How do we stop worrying? We replace worrying with believing what the Word says. We refuse to worry. We have to refuse to worry. When that thought comes up, rebuke that thought. You go in Jesus' name, I slap it down. That's another one I heard. This other pastor said, when a thought comes up, like worry or fear, nope, slap that down. You're not going to be there in Jesus' name. I got the faith of God. He is me greatly. He's the Word. I believe the Word of God. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Whatever you're believing for, add the Scripture to it. Praise God. Stab that sucker with the sword of the Spirit. Stab that devil. Hallelujah. We're going to get to that part of the armor of God. It's, I believe, the last part, but we'll get to that part too. Hallelujah. Sword of the Spirit. Let's look over Psalms 127:4. I mean, cut him up with the Word of God. That's what Jesus did on the Mount Temptation. The sucker left him alone then. That's what I like to do, cut the old devil up with the Word of God. Carve him up like a turkey on Thanksgiving with the Word of God. I like that. I just came up with that. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, give me a cool one there. I bet I know. Psalm 127:4. Like arrow in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Praise God. Amen for children. Hallelujah. Still got me? There where I am. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. Like an arrow in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Hallelujah. Well, this lady named Mama Hill, she had a couple kids, and they were believers. She was faithful to Jesus, go to church and everything else, following the Lord, and she worked and everything else. But these children, like the oldest son, watched his mama in life believe and trust Jesus. He said there was times, and many different times, that they would get ready for supper at night after school or whatever, and there would be nothing in the sandwich. I mean, you couldn't even go get a piece of bread and put some ketchup on it and have a ketchup sandwich. There wasn't nothing left. There wasn't nothing in there to eat. Can you imagine that? I mean, heck, you didn't even have a little bit of ketchup to eat or a piece of bread or anything. But you know what? Don't feel bad. Don't worry. Don't worry. Every time they prayed and believed in Jesus, and they just sat around the dinner table and praised God, every time someone knocked the door. Sometimes people were there, had food, brought groceries in. Hallelujah. And I've heard this by different people. I've heard it by pastors this happened to, where they were believing to have food, and people brought them food. And like Mama Hill, she believed for food. And another one I heard, they were praying and believing, and it was cold night, and then knock on the door. And then they went to answer the door. No one was there, but there was a basket of food there, praise God. Angels of God bringing out the supernatural into the natural. Now, who knows? That angel might have went down and scooped it up out of McDonald's. I don't know where he got it, but put it in the basket. Wherever he got it, you know, he got it and brought it to that people to eat, praise God. Never did without. I've heard, I'm hearing more and more stories about people finding money in their bank account. They're trusting God just supernaturally. Their bills being lowered supernaturally, all kinds of stuff. And it's amazing what God's doing for people. Hallelujah. Amen. And, so he gets 18. He's graduated from high school, Mr. Hill is. He's learned from Mama. Mama says, go to that college there in town. So he goes over to the college, and no money for tuition, no money for the books, but he wasn't going to take out a loan or nothing like that. Mama's not going to do that. Nope. They prayed and believed for it. Said, go trust God. She said he wanted to go trust God. And he's had so much faith that he went and trust God. He got up second from the registration where he had to register and get your books and everything. He's going next one in line. Had to go. And a guy come over, pulled him off, said, hey, can I talk to you? Dude, talk to him. And ended up paying for all of his registration, all his books, everything he needed to go to college, praise God. Yep. Somebody didn't even know. It was praise God. God doing miracle after miracle. But as a faith, using faith, trusting his word, hallelujah. Knowing that this man need to be able to, maybe need to be a teacher, praise God. And then he could make a living, take care of himself, support the gospel, and take care of his family. Hallelujah. Doing that, those things. I'm telling you what, faith is a universal international currency. Faith is a universal international currency. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill Winston has a church in Chicago. He said this: most of the time when God had something for him to start or do, you know, when he started, there wasn't no money in the bank to start it with. But God always provided. One step at a time, the money came in. Every time, hallelujah. You know what? Faith is money. Your belief system and believing, trusting God's word is money. Faith is money. It's substance. It's the master key, is believing God's word. It's powerful. It's powerful, his word is. Everything you need in his word. Anything and everything you ever need. Let's turn over to Psalms 128. Well, we're close, aren't we? You phoned in? Oh, no. You bought out the paperbacks. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. You can blame the long-winded preacher on that one. Yeah. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. That's a good confession for you, Michael B. did say. My wife is like a fruitful vine in the heart of my house. Your children shall be like olive plants around the table. Behold, thus saith, blessed shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion. You may see the good of Jerusalem in all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. He's saying, see your children's children. Hallelujah. Up there, in verse 3, it said, your children are like olive plants around the table. Olive plants are a symbol of honor. Your children will be a symbol of honor, instrument of honor. That's why I have confessions over my children. I confess the word of God over my children every morning. Every morning I do confess it over my children. I got confessions over my wife, I do too. Hallelujah. It was Jesse DePlantis' mom was always praying for him. And she called him her little heathen. She goes, when are you going to be a preacher? She was praying. She got saved. She used to be a Catholic. And she got they left the Catholic, went to the Baptist. Then they got the left foot of the Baptist because they went over and got saved. I mean, they got filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. So they hit the left foot of the Baptist, and they went over there with the full gospel. And like Jesse Plant said, when he was raised up, he'd go to through school and like through junior high school, and everybody asked, what religion? He says, you name it, we've been all of them. That's what he told them. You name it, we've been all of them, hallelujah. You go from one to the next. So they finally settled into that one. And so his mom would be praying for him wild. I mean, just praying and believing in faith. And she said, Lord showed her and she would believe for one to be a pastor, a preacher. One going to be a preacher, man. And God showed her it was going to be Jesse. And Jesse, he said, Jesse, you're going to be my little preacher, man, you little heathen. She finally turned out not to call him that after a while, but she used to call him that when he was young. And he turned into a rock and roll singer, singing with drugs and alcohol. He's a bad drug addict and alcoholic. And she would pray and trust in God. And one time he was down there with his buddy. They were playing the band down around Brownsville or just in the tip of Texas. They crossed over in that town and got into Boys Town or wherever it was over there. And then there were all the women about nude, doing tricks and all kinds of stuff, people on the table, everything else. And he drinking, getting drunk. All of a sudden, a phone call comes into the bar, and the guy at the bar says, is there Jesse DePlantis here? This Hispanic guy. You got Jesse DePlantis here. Jesse, hey, I can't speak Spanish very well. He goes, he's looking around all drugged up. And him and the drummer was there. The drummer's him, the only one that came with him. And he goes, yeah, that's me, man. He took the phone and goes, his mom, is that you, you little heathen, you? God showed me right where you were, boy. He showed me using that no-good bar with all them naked women, all that bad stuff. Well, I tell you what, God's going to burn that place. You're going to go to hell. You better get out of that place. That place is going to burn now. He goes, okay, mama. He's drunk. He looked at the drummer and said, God's going to burn this place down. We're going to go to hell. We got to get out of here, man. They said, what? He said, let's go. The drummer's ready to go, too. And then he got up and said, he just told them all,
God gonna burn this place down, man. This place, everybody going to hell. And they all got scared. They grabbed a taxi and got the heck out of there. Hallelujah. But his mama was using faith, trusting God, and he finally got saved. Yeah. He finally got saved. Praise God. Isn't that cool? God showed his mama exactly where the boy was down in Mexico, and she called out her to it. Isn't that amazing? Faith feeds on the impossible. We can live above debt, bondage, doctor's diagnosis, the curse, even our children not doing what's right. We can find out what we need to do to get them going the right way. You and I, we are the children of the blessing. Jesus took the curse for us, so we didn't have to. It's already been taken on the cross. We don't have to take the curse. You don't have to sit there and live in it. All right, worldly human thinking will take power out of the Word of God, like man's tradition, things like that. All right, Satan's thoughts a lot of time are like a negotiator. You know, negotiate with your thoughts. You know, you're fixing to believe for something, you're believing something, he'll try to negotiate you out of it. You know, you didn't pray right, or this is not quite what that said, or whatever. Or remember what grandma or so-and-so said, that this is not true and stuff. He'll be, he's a negotiator. He's also a deceiver and liar, and get you not to believe and try to cheat you out of what you need. Hallelujah. He'll try to talk you out of your blessings. All right, let's go over. This is our last scripture, Matthew 9:27. Let me find out. I miss it. Matthew 9:27. Let me look it up. 9:27 in Matthew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, that was funny. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us. Son of David, have mercy on us." What were they saying? Crying out to Jesus. Crying out to Jesus. Lord. He was basically saying, Lord, Lord, meaning bread provider. They knew their covenant. These two men had heard about Jesus. They knew the Messiah was coming, the Christ, the anointed one. That's Messiah, meaning in his Hebrew word for Christ or anointed one. And they knew he was coming. And everybody's like, he's here. He's here. Miracles are happening everywhere. And they knew bread come with this. They knew that healing. They'd done heard about him healing people. And what they were not going to not get their healing. They jumped up and went after Jesus. Hallelujah. And they threw their begging garments off. They said, no more. We're not beggars no more. And see what they did? Like I told Monica, shut that water off, and you'll see God put rain on your land here and water your flower and everything. And just like that, they threw that blanket off, that beggar's deal they wore, and that means they had something wrong with them, and people would give money. When they threw that off, they said, I'm only dependent on you, God. I'm only dependent on you, Jesus. I can put my faith in you. And he did. They got their sight, praise God. Got the sight back. So we must trust Jesus and trust his word. So now, even though you can't see him in physical form like they were there, you got him in the spiritual form. You got him in faith through his word. You can take him at his word and receive anything you need in this lifetime to overcome any problem in your life, praise God. All right, let's all stand. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this message on faith, Lord, the shield of faith. Lord, I pray it just goes deep into our hearts. We use it and remember it and retain it in our spirit. And Satan, we bind it. You can't steal this good word from us in any way. And Lord, let us use your word and trust in your word. And if there's anybody that's heard this word and say, hey, I need that Jesus. I need that overcoming life. I need that peace. I need to quit worrying. I need some, you know, that stability. Well, you can get it just like we got it. You can go over there, over in Romans 10:9-10, the Bible says that if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and was raised back to the right hand side of the Father, you can ask him in and you shall be saved. And also, over in Luke 11:13 says you can ask him to fill you up with his Holy Spirit. You can ask the Father to fill you up with his Holy Spirit. He'll do it. He'll give you his best. And if that's what you want, all you got to do is pray with me and say this prayer along with me and ask Jesus in your heart and get saved and get filled with the Holy Spirit, and it'll change your life. It's the beginning of a life-changing experience. And just say, Jesus, I believe your word over in Romans 10:9-10, that You died on the cross of my sins, and you're raised back to the right-hand side of the Father. I believe it, and I receive it. I ask you into my heart, save me. Show me your will for my life. Fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Let me live for you all the days of my life. I give you my life. Take it in Jesus' name. If you pray that prayer, get on voiceofbelieverchurch.org and get on the prayer link. Click on it and tell us about it, and we'll be praying for you. We can send you some stuff on salvation to tell you more about it in faith. And wherever you're at across this world, you're listening through the internet, find you a good local church. Good local church, a body of believers that'll love on you and pray with you, and they're teaching the Word of God and faith and how to follow Jesus and do what Jesus is doing. And it'll get you that next level and get you where you need to be. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for everyone here and everyone that's listening through the different media outlets. And I say that we're the head, not the tail, with the lens and not the bar. Bless coming in, bless going out, blessing the city, blessing the field. When Satan comes at us one direction, you have to flee from us seven, because he is in us is greater than he that's in this world. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that's in us. Though 1,000 fall one side and 10,000 right hand, nothing deadly will come near us. No plague or disease will come near our dwelling. With a long life, you satisfy us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that. We're given it, be given to us. Good measure, press down, shaking together, running over. Shall mean given our bosom. Same measure we meet with us, measure us again. Beloved, I pray above all things thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Lord, we take every thought captive under the obedience of Jesus Christ, cast down any and all thoughts that exalt itself against Jesus. Thoughts of fear, worry, doubt, unbelief, condemnation, depression, discouragement. So you go. We're not going to have that in our mind. We're going to be filled with the Word of God. Plead the blood of Jesus over our mind. He is in us is greater than he is in this world. Lord, just give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your Word. Bring us and get us out there to those people that need you, Jesus, and preach your love and goodness and your Word to them and who you are, Jesus, and what you've done for them. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for saved souls, Lord. Bring us to them, Lord. And those that do know you already, that need a home or are just kind of mixed up in the Word or whatever it is, Lord, that we can love on them and give them the Word and bring them in. Bring them into the church and get them away from out there where they're all by themselves, where lone sheep where the wolf can attack them, the old devil. And bring them into the house where brothers and sisters are loving one another. Lord, we go out of here full of faith in you, Jesus, and we thank you for a long, healthy life and a wonderful week and good dreams in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.